Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Sinead Glennon from Opportuna Business Consulting. How are you, Sinead?
Good, thank you.
Now tell me a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your business.
Well, I'm here in Australia. We arrived earlier this year and we set up our business, myself and my husband, and our business is Opportuna Business Consulting. And we focus on business assessment, business strategy, and I suppose our aim really is to add value to our clients' business.
So tell us about business assessment.
Business assessment, it's really about a financial health check on a business. It's about taking a step back and looking at the business. So it's a fresh approach. It's about looking at the underlying processes, looking at the goals and objectives that the business currently has and how they're meeting these goals and objectives, and if there's something that could be tweaked a little bit, slight improvements. And I suppose it's just about helping them to become more efficient, to look at their costs, look at their sources of income, and just assess how they're currently doing and are they in line with their objectives and can they move to the next level.
Now these objectives are something that should have been put together as part of a business plan?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so a lot of businesses don't run on a business plan.
No, quite often businesses start up and they have an idea, they're excited, the timing appears right for them and they launch into the market, and a business plan for them is something that comes further down the line. They consider it when they've run into problems or if they're looking for a grant application or business financing, and it's really something that should be put in place when they start up initially.
And there are some crucial components to a solid business plan.
Absolutely, yeah.
Where would we start?
You would start by a profile of your business. This profile is just an overview of your business and the business owner and any staff. Then you would move on to your mission. Your mission is really your purpose, why you're in business and what you hope to achieve. You would then move on to your objectives, and these objectives are how you are going to achieve your mission. So they really should have a time frame around them. They should be quite specific and they should be measurable, because you really want to be able to assess how you're meeting your objectives. Then you would move on to the information section of your business plan. You would include market research, analysis, competitor analysis. You'd put more detail in about your strategy, your operating strategy, your pricing. You should really include a section on your financials, because especially for a startup, cash flow is a problem. So, and also your outgoings, you have a lot of outgoings as a startup. So you really need to have a monthly breakdown for the first year of your outgoings and your forecasted income. So that would be forecasting your income plus your outgoings and then your cash. So you really need a cash forecast as well. As we all know, cash is king. Mm. So then after your financial section, you really should move on to a risk management section. So this would be where you would identify the risks that potentially your business is going to face, the impact they could have on your business, and how you hope to manage and mitigate those risks. Then you should move on to environmental strategy, a marketing plan. If you intend to employ people, you're going to need a HR section. So there's quite a lot of sections to a business plan, and it really would depend on the size of your business and the area you're going to operate in.
Okay, so at the beginning we should have a solid business plan, and then we should actually work on a strategy.
Absolutely.
To implement that plan?
Yes. So your strategy really is your purpose. It's why you're in business. But often what happens with your mission statement, it's quite a broad statement. So really, in order to achieve that, you need to break it down into more specific objectives and strategies. And a strategy as well, it's where you intend to be. It's the direction of your business. So a strategy is very, very important. So having a strategy in place and how you intend to achieve this strategy is also very important, especially to the reader of the business plan, because they'll think it's great that, yes, that's where you intend to get to, but they want to see how you actually will achieve those goals.
And is it important to have a business plan as a base to keep coming back to?
Absolutely, yeah. A business plan, if you put a lot of work into a business plan, it can be an excellent reference document. It's something, while it does give you direction, it's also a very useful tool to monitor your progress. So as a business owner, you can continuously reflect back to your business plan and just to see, are we still going on the right track? Have things changed? Because part of your business plan would be, you know, assessing your business and your strengths and weaknesses. So maybe you might find that 5 or 6 years down the line, actually, some of those strengths and weaknesses have changed. And it's good to keep an eye on this. And it's good to take a step back and reflect on these and reassess and then move forward again. So it is a very important reference document to have.
And that's where you come in, making sure, you know, that is assessed and making sure that there are some strategies in place to make sure that you're not veering too far from that plan.
Yeah. And you often find that with small businesses, they're so busy. Their focus is on getting in new business. It's servicing the clients. They're time poor, really, to be honest, because they're so busy with running their business that a lot of the time they don't actually have time to sit back and review their business plan again and to think. And also they're quite close to it as well, that they may not be coming at it from an unbiased perspective. So it can be quite useful to bring in an expert in that field to just take a look at it. It's a fresh approach, and to sit down with the business owner and to tease it out.
Can you create a business plan from the beginning? Can you help? Yep, you can.
There's a lot of free resources available on the internet, and the Australian government have a lot of free templates on their websites. So it is actually, if you just search for business plan templates, you'll find a wide range of free ones that you can actually start yourself. So if it's something that perhaps if you're not, I suppose, in a position to avail of a professional expertise at the minute, it is something that you could try on your own and make a start at it. And to be honest, having some sort of a template or some sort of a plan in place is better than no plan.
Mm-hmm. People could call you, though, if they're thinking, I've got no idea where to start. I don't want to do it on my own.
Come in and
give me a hand.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We have, it is one of the services that we offer. So on our website, we have a bit of information on it. And absolutely, we're very interested in helping, especially startups or also established businesses who are just looking to change direction or just move to the next level.
What if they moving to the next level, that might involve investors?
Absolutely, yeah.
So then taking that business plan, so if we were to call you in, Sinead, and then to have a look at the business plan and then turning that business plan into a pitch for investors, is that something that you can do?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. I suppose with a business plan, like if you've got an established business, the original business plan that they designed might actually be out of date for where they currently are or for the investors that they hope to pitch to. So my advice would be to re-look at their business plan before they go out to their new investors. And as I said, bringing in an outside expert to have a look at that. What we would do is look at the objectives, how they're meeting those objectives. We would look at the underlying processes. We would look at their operating strategy. We'd look at their financial numbers, their forecasts. We'd look at all that information and sit down with the business owner and go through it in fine detail. And the business plan would then be tailored towards the investors that they're going to pitch to.
That's great information. What should our listeners know about their business that you don't think that they do know about having a business plan, the importance of a business plan?
I think a lot of people don't realise that a business plan, the direction that it gives to a business owner, it gives them such a focus. I think it also gives a good level of awareness as to what your strengths and weaknesses are. It helps you to consider areas that you really need to improve on. It also helps you to focus in on the financials. And I think a business owner really needs to be on top of their financials. It helps you to focus in on their cash. Because you have to forecast out your cash and your income and your costs, it's very, very clear when it's forecasted out in front of you what your bank situation or your cash situation is. So I think that's quite good for business owners because it's there right in front of them. Also, I think there's a lot of areas in a business plan that business owners don't consider. It's things that they're already doing, but like in terms of their risk management or their environmental strategies, these are things that they already have in place that are very valuable in terms of reputation and promotion. And they could use these things to promote themselves. And they are actually doing it. They just haven't documented it or promoted it. And that's what a business plan can be used for as well.
Okay, wonderful. That's great information and good luck with your business.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on District 32 Radio. Sinead Glennon from Opportuna Business Consulting.